Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Oliver, and a girl, Hannah, about a party. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hello, Oliver. You can help me decide what to do about my birthday.
You had your birthday in the summer.
That was my sister's party you came to. My birthday's in the spring. Very soon, in fact.
Oh.
It would be good if my sister and I could share a party, as we've got the same friends. But our birthdays are 3 months apart.
Well, that was a good party last summer. The barbecue went well, and everybody enjoyed dancing.
Oh, but it was really hard work. Because there were so many people, we couldn't cook all the food at the same time, and some got burnt, so I'm not sure if I would do that again.
But the house was really good for a party.
We had it at my grandmother's because we haven't got a garden. I thought she'd be angry afterwards because a few things were broken. But she said I can have my party there if I want. She's so nice.
That's amazing. I would never have a party in my grandmother's flat. I'd be so worried. I wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, I prefer going out. But I don't know where to go because everything's so expensive.
Well, you could ask everyone to a restaurant. They're not all expensive. What about the new Indian restaurant? Indian food is my favourite.
Well, I prefer Chinese food. But most of my friends would rather eat Italian, so that's no good. And some people are vegetarian and some don't eat fish. It's really difficult.
You could hire the school canteen and get everyone to bring some food. Then there would be a mixture. Something for everyone.
That's a good idea. And we could have music there too. I'll have to ask my mum and dad because we'd have to pay to hire it. If they say yes, will you come with me to find out?
Of course.
Now listen again.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hello, Oliver. You can help me decide what to do about my birthday.
You had your birthday in the summer.
That was my sister's party you came to. My birthday's in the spring. Very soon, in fact.
Oh.
It would be good if my sister and I could share a party, as we've got the same friends. But our birthdays are 3 months apart.
Well, that was a good party last summer. The barbecue went well and everybody enjoyed dancing.
Oh, but it was really hard work. Because there were so many people, we couldn't cook all the food at the same time and some got burnt, so I'm not sure if I would do that again.
But the house was really good for a party.
We had it at my grandmother's because we haven't got a garden. I thought she'd be angry afterwards because a few things were broken, but she said I can have my party there if I want. She's so nice.
That's amazing. I would never have a party in my grandmother's flat. I'd be so worried. I wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, I prefer going out, but I don't know where to go because everything's so expensive.
Well, you could ask everyone to a restaurant. They're not all expensive. What about the new Indian restaurant? Indian food is my favourite.
Well, I prefer Chinese food. But most of my friends would rather eat Italian, so that's no good. And some people are vegetarian, and some don't eat fish. It's really difficult.
You could hire the school canteen and get everyone to bring some food. Then there would be a mixture. Something for everyone.
That's a good idea. And we could have music there too. I'll have to ask my mum and dad because we'd have to pay to hire it. If they say yes, will you come with me to find out?
Of course.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.